Okay, but do you call it anything special? Is it
just a hog block?
Okay. And where people used to keep their milk and butter before they had a refrigerator?
In spring and cool caves. No.
Cave?
Yeah, cave. But right by the head of spring, blowed out, and where cool air come out, you just set it back in there.
Okay, yeah.
And setting in water, you know,
yeah,
down in the spring, and then maybe there'd be a cool cave back here. One place we lived at had that, and you set it down, it's cool.
This something that you build?
No, just
it?
Something that was way back in the back.
Yeah, it just happened to.
Mm-hmm, just happened to be that way. Hard to see any springs or anything now, though.
Yeah. What would you call a place where you'd keep potatoes and turnips and so forth in the winter?
Well, there's two places. One would be called a cellar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hold them up. Dig a hole and put your straw in and cover it over with straw and cover it over with dirt. And have your potatoes and turnips and spring guns.
Okay. And a place where they make milk and butter now for commercial purposes. You know, a farm where they have a lot of cows.
Oh, dairy barns.
Okay.
Dairy barns.
Okay. And a place around the barn that you let the cows and mules and other animals walk around.
A horse lot or the cow lot.
Okay. Is that different, horse lot and cow lot?
Well, they have to have one for the cows and one for the horses. The horses would be fighting cows if they wouldn't.
Do all horses bite cows?
Well, yeah, they bite them and run them, you know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be so, want to play with them or fight them or something, you know.
Yeah.
And some won't and some will, you know. Just go to the horse lot and the cow lot.
Okay.
Then they had a place for the calves. Want to take your calves and weed them? Had a place for your calves and his calf lot.
Okay. And the place where you let cows out to graze?
Out in the pasture fields.
Okay.
Hillsides.
And do you know anything about raising cotton?
No. My mother-in-law raised some when I was first married 48 years ago. And I don't know anything about the cotton fields.
Yes. Do you know what they call that, you know, when you go out with a hoe and you weed the cotton, you work with it?
You pick the cotton.
Yeah, but when you're going out with the hoe, before it's ready to pick
it.
Okay, let's see, you say if you wanted to grow corn, you'd plant it in a, what?
Plant it in a row?
Yeah, the area that you plant it in, you wouldn't say pasture.
No, you wouldn't plant it, you'd plant it in plowed up ground, in a row.
Yeah, so you'd say you had a corn, what?
Corn patch.
Okay, Is corn patch very big?
Well, a corn patch is not very big, but a corn field is great big, you know, just a big lot.
Okay, and what kind of fences? You remember having a certain kind of fence around the yard or around the corn?
Well, we've had slack fence, and then we've had post and railing fence. And then we've had rail fence.
What's a post and rail?
You put your posts up and have your holes cut in and put your rails in there. That's post and railing fence. It's got rails to it, you know. Flatten the ends and put it in that post with that holes chisel in there. And then what you call a rail fence is just rails laid up like that.
Oh, it goes across like this?
And they're crooked, yeah.
Yeah.
Laid in like that.
The slat fence, did it have points like this?
You can have them with points like that. You can have them cut straight across the top, or you can have this.